From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's time. It's time to get into the DMs. Deepa is here. She is every single day on the Roz and Mocha Show. Any of the DMs that you send in to us eventually make their way over to Deepa. Hello, Deepa.
Yes.
What do you got,
Hello,
Deepa?
How are
what
you
do
guys
you got?
Today?
Good, good, good. What do people want to know?
Chantel wrote in and said that they listen to the show from BC. The only way that they can listen to the show is from the podcast. And she said, I'm all caught up and was dabbling into some old episodes. And I came across episode 195. And around the 38-minute mark, Roz actually mentioned he was gallivanting through the book section of a grocery store. Was he looking there for inspo? Was he dropping some kind of hint? Or was he even working on his memoir in October of 2020? So many questions. And side note, each of you are so amazing. I'm so glad to hear more of Shem's sexy voice. And Deepa's bubbly personality brings the show together. P.S. Don't ever stop the sass, Deepa. Much love from your girl out in B.C.
Oh, that's nice. So we're getting this a lot from people who are going back in time and seeing if they could pick out any clues, any hints that you've dropped nonchalantly about the memoir. So Chantel's saying, hey, back in 2020, were you dropping hints about the book?
When did COVID start?
March 2020.
Mm-hmm. That's basically when I started working on the book.
Okay, so Chantel's right then.
Yeah.
Because she said what, October of 2020?
Yeah.
Okay,
October
so
2020.
Yes,
you probably don't remember like looking at the memoir in the book section at the grocery store.
I'm trying to figure out why the hell I would be in a book section.
So the answer is no. You weren't looking for inspo.
No. I was definitely not in a book section looking for inspiration while writing a book, which does make sense.
Yes.
I probably should have, but no, I did not. Now, did I say that to drop hints? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like I might have been saying that stuff to sort of just say the word book because it was the only thing in my head at the time.
Gotcha.
But I certainly wasn't looking for inspiration, but I may have been trolling.
So since you've made the decision to write the memoir and keep that a secret from everyone, which is great. Like I have no problem with that.
Yes.
Throughout that time period on the show, you can confirm that you've been dropping hints.
Oh yeah,
you've been trolling.
Yeah. Okay. I dropped a lot. I said not that long ago to Maury, "Hey, grab a pen. If I ever write a memoir, that's what I'm going to call it." And it was something ridiculous, right? Like, yeah.
You've actually said that quite a few times,
bro. I've been saying that for 13 years, right?
You've been saying that a lot.
Yeah, but
write that down. Use that as the title of my memoir. I'm going to put that in my memoir.
Which is exactly why I should be in it. I've written so much crap down for you.
I know. As it is right now, Maury is not in the book, right?
Wait, no, that's not true.
Are you in the book at this point? I need somebody to keep track. Oh, that doesn't sound very...
I don't think he is, Deepa.
No. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think
as he's right. making that up, or do you keep
track? No, because I'm trying to remember.
No.
Because the last time I remember, I was in the book because I wore the shirt I made.
No, but since then, you've been out of the
and
book
I've worn
like enough
that
times.
Shirt twice now, washed it once.
Out of the book.
By the way, Maury had a custom shirt made with the cover of my book on it, a sweatshirt, which I don't know why you made a sweatshirt going into the summer months.
I know. And also, it's like the place that you got it printed at, right? It's like they only had double XL sweatshirts left. Because it looks like you're wearing a comforter.
Yeah, it's like believe me, look, as much as I appreciate the free advertising, it looks a little lost and found to me. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
A disservice.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry, Deepa. Next question.
Before we get to that, just in case if anyone hasn't done so, go to rozweston.com. You can pre-order A Little Bit Broken, the memoir from Roz, out on September 27th. Okay, Deepa, what else are people saying?
Okay, this is a good question. This comes from Hamida. Hamida says, do you prefer absolute silence or constant noise?
It depends on when, though, right?
No, I need noise all the time.
Like, I would, like, sleeping. But if you had your choice, right? Yeah. Like, if you could say right now, I would prefer this. Like, let's say you have to concentrate on something, or you have to do a task, or you have to whatever, all those things that you got to do, right? Would you prefer to do that? Are you at your best when there's, like, constant noise, or are you best when there's absolute silence?
Constant noise. Like, I have the TV, I can only concentrate when the TV's on in the background.
Okay. Mocha?
No, there has to be a little bit of noise.
Yeah? What though? Like what for you?
Just like music playing in the background, or like Maury said, maybe the TV's on in the background. Now, there are times where if I need to concentrate, then I will shut everything off so I can just focus on that one thing. Like if I'm writing something, or I just need that concentration to be at 100%. But I would say for majority of my life, there's always some sort of noise in the background, and I love it.
Like when you have to change lanes on the highway, you shut the radio off.
No.
No? Okay.
No. But I do listen to white noise when, that's not racist, by the way, white noise when I am.
How dare you?
When I'm sleeping.
Thanks for clarifying.
Ever since Jenna had Cruz.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have like a white noise machine in his room.
Yeah.
That we turn on when he was a baby. So he sleeps with that on.
Yeah.
And we just got so used to hearing it.
Right.
We ended up getting a white noise machine for our room.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a black noise?
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't shut up, Shem.
Shem.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, is there an opposite? Like, is white, because white noise is considered just that sort
like
of
static,
background, nondescript, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there an opposite of that called black noise?
There's
a black hole.
My knowledge, there's not.
Yeah, just like there's no white hole. Right, you're right, Maury. There's a black hole. Well, shut up, man. I'm
actually
telling
there
you.
Is.
There is what?
Something called brown noise, also called red noise. Has higher energy at lower frequencies.
There we go. Thank you.
Hold on, let me hear.
Brown. So it is a thing.
First of all, brown noise is what I get accused of all the time at home. You pulling up some brown noise?
Get ready, y'all.
Okay.
Oh, so this is brown noise.
Wait, is this brown or white?
This is brown.
That's
sounds a little white to me. Not gonna lie. So there's a fine line, really, between what you're saying is that there's really no difference between brown noise and white noise.
Amen,
right?
Brother.
All the same.
All the same.
All the same, as it should be, right, Shem?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I don't see color noise.
Thanks for all your DMs. Keep coming in. Anything you send to us eventually makes its way over to Deepa.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, y'all, DM time. It's always fun.
It is. Yes. What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, I love this question. This comes from Lisa. Lisa wrote in and said, do you have a favorite book series you can recommend from your teenage years? Now, I know for some of you, teenage years, like ancient history. So take your time.
Yo,
try to remember those days.
What the hell, Deepa?
Those long, days from long ago. So... if you can remember.
What do you say, Roz, you still have to read books?
No, Roz's were printed on parchment.
Shut up.
And you had to read by candlelight?
Yeah, maybe. Oil lamps, lanterns, all those things, a combination of.
I'm going to say that my answer to this is going to be even more pathetic than that, which is I don't think I actively read one single book during my teenage years.
Really?
Like willingly?
Why?
No? I sure as hell didn't.
No?
I did.
No.
I did.
I can't recommend anything.
No.
The only thing I read when I was a teenager are magazines.
Yeah.
Like music magazines, that's it. I never like went and picked up a book.
No.
In my free time, I was excited to read. Like I had to read books for school because I had to write a report.
Sure.
We discussed it in school or whatever.
Yeah.
But like independently, nah.
No.
I did, and then I wrote the author.
Okay, what was the book?
Carol Mattis. She was still one of my favorite authors, and she wrote Daniel's Story, which was about the Holocaust, and it was amazing.
What other books did you read in your high school years?
Well, that was the one that stood out to me the most.
And so, what's if you're recommending this, what's it called?
Daniel's Story.
Daniel's Story
by Carol Mattis.
Yeah. I understand the importance of those books, but did you read anything that made you feel good?
Charlotte's Web.
Oh, okay. In high school?
Yeah, that's when I read Charlotte's Web.
Okay, so that's, either Holocaust or Charlotte's Web, right? Those are Maureen's. That's sort of
scale.
There we go.
And then what was after that? Amelia Bedelia?
No, James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, wow.
What?
James and the Giant Peach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deepa,
when you were in high school, was around like the 50 Shades time, right?
I never
How
read
young
that,
are
but
you?
The only book I'm 26 now. I'm pretty young in comparison to you guys, but it was Twilight.
You're also pretty old in comparison to other people.
No. I'm forever young.
Okay. Like, let's just get that straight.
Good age.
Right?
Yeah, like to my 5-year-old, you're approaching retirement.
Yes. Okay.
So what'd you read when you were a teenager? Did you read anything?
Twilight. Twilight was the only book series I've ever read in my entire life.
Yeah.
Never read anything else from book one to the end of the series other than that one, and I was obsessed with it. It's such a good read.
I have surrounded myself with the worst group of people to help sell my book. None of y'all read a book. Nobody's read a book.
I read a book.
I read Twilight.
Twilight. Okay, great.
Book.
Great. Did you not read, Deepa, did you not read were you into the Hunger Games at all or no? Just Twilight?
No. I watched the movies. Harry Potter I never read either. Watched all the movies for that. So it was legit just Twilight.
Now, did you read Twilight before or after the movies?
Before the movies.
Oh, you did.
Okay. So did the movies live up to your expectation after reading the book? Like what you imagined it to be?
The only thing that lived up to my expectation was Taylor Lautner playing Jacob. Ooh. I was like, in my high school days, I was like, ooh, Taylor. And then it was funny because I had this really weird obsession with him. And my dad was like, I don't get why you like this guy. And then when I started dating Thalal, he was like, this guy looks like Taylor Lautner. And I was like, is that an insult or a compliment? Oh. I don't really know what this is.
Also, but, no pressure, Thalal.
Yeah, like no pressure.
No pressure to do a couple of push-ups and sit-ups, bro.
Oh my God. I would never see me with a shirt off.
Yeah.
If that was the case, you know what I mean? Sham, what did you read in high school?
I read the Goosebumps book.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps for your fervor marks. How many of them did you read? Like all
the whole thing. We used to have the Scholastic Book Fair when I was growing up, right? And so I loved Goosebumps and watched the show, of course.
Yeah. I like the show.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. Yeah. Did you guys have Scholastic Book Fairs when you guys were
Not
in school?
Roz.
Oh, shut up. Of course we did. But but you think that my parents are like, that thing would be like, I bring that home, put on the table, and it would get swiped into the trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. My dad's not sending me to school with a check for books.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No thanks.
No.
When your dad can get, like, bring home the newspaper that they get at work for free.
Yeah,
read this.
Current
events, son.
Come on. And I'm not saying they didn't want me to be smart, but like,
no.
It was always looked at as a scam in my house, right? Like, it was always looked at as you're going to pay too much, or there was some minimum order. You could never order just one because it didn't make sense. Like, there was always a scam portion to the Scholastic that really turned my dad off. I never did.
We never, like, regularly, but I remember, like, my parents every now and then would throw me a couple of bucks to buy a book.
Yeah.
But it was always like an arts, like learning how to draw.
Right.
Because I was really into that
as
a kid, right?
I gotcha.
So stuff like that. But like on the regular, hell no. You wanted to read? Here's a newspaper.
Yeah.
Here's a magazine from the bank that my dad would bring home, right? Thanks for all your DMs. Keep them coming in. Anything you send to us eventually make their way over to Deepa. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
We appreciate all the DMs that you have been sending in to us. It allows us to do the DM Deep Dive every single day.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
So Claire wrote in and said, what is your go-to size when ordering a hot drink? This is a very specific question, Claire, okay.
What is my go-to size? Like a coffee, right? Like, I'm trying to think of whatever hot drinks I would ever order.
Hot chocolate.
I would never order a hot chocolate.
Tea.
No.
Small.
No tea, really?
No. I never go above, I prefer it.
Stop, careful with your words.
I prefer it small, but But sometimes small is too small, but I will never go above a medium.
Can't handle it, right?
No, I can't. No, stop it. No, like I'll never take a large, right? It's just, I don't want that much. I've never wanted that much. So I would say medium, medium for me.
Satisfied with medium.
Yes, anybody should be.
Still makes you feel the same.
Yeah, right?
Damn, Maury?
Oh, I like a medium.
Medium.
No, you don't. Bro, when you walk in here some days with your Starbucks, it looks like an extra large cup.
No, medium. I always get a medium, unless somebody else buys it for me.
See, to me, that looks like a large.
That's way too much. What is that anyway? What is that?
This is their brand new, the ice coffee with chocolate.
It looks like creek runoff.
It's a chocolate ice coffee.
That looks like there's a problem in the town. Kids are dying. Go and get a sample from the creek.
How about you, Deepa?
I'm usually a small, but people find my drink order very disgusting. Like, I'm a big coffee drinker specifically from Tim's. But I'll get a triple in a small.
Gross.
A triple in a small.
That's barely any coffee in there then.
That's a lot of sugar.
It's like a drop of coffee. Sometimes if I'm like, oh, you know what? Today's a great day. Let me treat myself. I get a quadruple.
In a small. You need to get your blood sugar tested, girl.
Your arteries.
No, I'm fine. I'm energetic.
Now.
That's like a Billy Minor pie, right?
Yeah,
like,
basically.
That's basically what that is.
It's like dessert in a drinkable form. It's delicious.
Do you have a hard time sleeping?
I highly recommend. No, I go to sleep like a baby. Like, it doesn't affect me at all. I just really like sweet. I have a really major sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So quadruple. That's
it's just going to affect you.
Do you ever order like something sweet to eat with that?
Oh yeah, I'll have like a donut.
Oh my god.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
So the first time I went to Starbucks, I didn't realize that. I was like, can I get a triple? They're like, no, you got to put your own sugar. And I was like, okay. So I went over to the counter with the sugar, and no word of a lie, I think I put like 12 packets.
Jeez,
of
girl.
Sugar. And there was a guy who was standing beside me, and he didn't leave until I was done putting my last sugar to see how much I left.
He's counting,
and
for sure.
And the look on his face was just like, complete and utter confusion, and I was like, it still wasn't sweet enough, but I was like, I feel judged right now, so I left it at 12.
That guy, his name was Diabetes. He's like, yo, I'll see you later.
I was just gonna say, like, welcome back to the Diabetes Deep Dive, for God's sake. Like,
DDD.
This is like an instructional video.
Too much.
Shem, what are you ordering?
Great.
Big brother.
Oh, excuse me. Always though. Ooh. But you don't drink coffee though.
I don't. I don't actually like caffeine at all.
No, so what do you order? What hot drink do you order?
Hot chocolate, like Maury said. Yeah. Really? I'm a child.
Sweet, though.
I don't like alcohol. I prefer apple juice over Appleton. And I drink, you know, hot chocolate.
What's Appleton?
Rum.
Appleton rum.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I don't even know. Oh. I have no idea. So you prefer apple juice over apple rum?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a child that way.
And do you drink white hot chocolate or brown hot chocolate?
Listen, excuse me.
Look at Maury.
I get him. I buy it for him.
Oh, okay. Don't speak for me unless you're ordering and paying for it.
I know. I get you your drink.
All right, Deepa, we got time for one more, please.
Okay, so this question is for Shem. Does he have any tricks that help him fall back to sleep more quickly? So, for example, I find that when I move from the bed to the couch, I can fall back to sleep more quickly. Or does he just lie awake until his alarm goes off and then get ready for the day? And is he not totally exhausted?
Good questions.
Shem, sleep apnea, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm also an insomniac, so I don't really get to get much sleep at all. I just now have come to the point in my life where whenever I'm tired, doesn't matter what time of the day it is, I just sleep. So it could be, I don't set an alarm, I just go to bed.
Because you know at some point it's going to be a short sleep and you'll just wake up and go.
45 minutes to an hour most times, even at night. So when I'm up, I'm just up. And I just stay up until I have to go back to sleep again.
Yeah,
so,
just listen to your body.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. And am I exhausted most of the time? I think there's something in my body that says when I need to be up, I need to be alert and awake. So when I'm driving, I'm never tired. When I'm at work, I'm never tired. You know, I just do my thing.
But you bring up a good point in that question, Deepa, which is there are times where if I wake up in the middle of the night, I will sort of go into the living room and crash on the couch and I'll fall asleep. Like if I need to fall asleep again, I'll because I know I'll fall asleep faster that way than if I'm just lying in bed in the same position. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. Anything that you send to us eventually make their way over to Deepa. And these are the conversations that we have. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Love, love, love getting your DMs. More importantly, love, love, love talking about your DMs.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
The first one is really cute. So Hero wrote in and she sent me a picture of her dog and she said, hey, my dog's name is Mocha. So Mocha, I have a picture for you. Let's see if you'd like this doggy. Do you see it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Mocha. Like a stuffy.
This is Mocha.
Yeah. That's a very cute dog. Very, very cute.
Do you get offended, though, like when people name animals after you guys? Because I'm sure this happens a lot of time, right?
We've been dogs. We've been guinea pigs.
Yeah. Fish.
We've been fish.
Yeah. Actually, a few guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it's nice.
Like,
I take it as a compliment.
Pair, like, it's like the pair of guinea pigs, Roz and Mocha?
Yes.
Yeah. I think people have named their cats after us as well.
And hold on. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did they not call up to say that the two guineas weren't they gay?
One set of guinea pigs were gay.
That's right. We were gay guinea pigs at one point, Roz and Mocha. Yes.
How can you tell that?
It's not my guinea pig. I don't know. I don't make that call. Okay. And even if I did know, I wouldn't out them. This was their owner calling up and telling us this.
It was their story.
Yes.
No, I think it's very cute.
I love it to death. Yeah.
What else we got, Deepa?
This question is for Maury. Jade wrote it and said, can you ask Maury if he's seen Heartstopper on Netflix? It's a love story about two guy teenagers. It'll make him cry. And I'd actually love to hear a little bit more about his coming out story.
It is so awesome. And it's super cute. And it's not like it's just awesome. There's no like sexiness, like sex stuff. It's just two kids in high school and they're like super shy about love and the uncomfortableness of a first kiss kind of thing and coming out. It was just so awesome. And it's based on a graphic novel. So I think everyone would love it.
And then a little bit more about your coming out story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My dad walked in on me.
Right.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
We'll Ross said a little bit.
Surprise.
Right? Guess what, Dad?
Yeah. And then there was a whole thing, though. But then there was a whole thing because it wasn't like when your dad walked in, Maury. It wasn't like it was accepted immediately and everything sort of went on. Life went on. Like there was.
We went to therapy and my dad had to get a mold of his teeth made.
Because he was grinding them so hard.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you had to go live with your.
I lived
Aunt
in the
Susie?
Basement of Susie's place until. And when my dad walked in on me, I took my dad's car. So he had no car for a while because I had to get to Susie's somehow. And
So when your dad walked in and then you left, how long were you guys sort of apart for before you and your dad kind
6 months.
6 months. And in that 6 months, what was the work that needed to be done?
For him to be okay with me being gay. Like he's amazing now.
Yes. We know that.
But he was not then. He was not then. Because he didn't. I mean, like a lot of people, he thought I was straight.
Right. Yeah.
And remind everybody again, at what point in your relationship did you and your dad kind of like bond where everything was like, okay?
Well, so Donna, my stepmom, she's the one that sort of helped him through it because her brother was gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right. So she's been around that for a while and they made me live with him for a while so that like, you know, if they're going to visit one gay, they might as well visit two.
Wow. So, they set up a camp?
Was Donna like not afraid? Like what happens if you and her brother ended up falling in love?
Oh no, we didn't. No, not at all. Cause he was already with some other guy. So
oh,
I was just
okay,
like,
they
had Corey,
like,
that would never stop you.
And before we finish this, because we have to say this, which is now your father, Frank, is one of the greatest gay dads that anybody could ever meet.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so true. Like he put the pride flag on the flagpole in the backyard. Yeah. And I truly believe that at some point, that he would march in P-Flag with me.
Yeah.
That's my goal. That is my biggest goal.
Yeah, but that's amazing. Frank is one of the, he's one of the best. Yeah. One of the best.
Deepa, we got time for one more, please.
Okay, let's keep this one short and simple. Jake wrote in and said, "Hi, Deepa, I hope all is well. Wondering if you can ask your husband if you can be my friendly plus one at my sister's wedding in 2023. Thank you. Jake, I'll answer that myself. No, I will not be your plus one. Don't need to ask.
At least pause to think.
Wow. No, it's very clear. But if you want me to MC your sister's wedding,
jeez, maybe this should have been handled in the DMs. I don't think you needed to bring. I don't think you needed to bring the man public to shut him down like that.
Jake, like that. Damn,
Jake, I didn't mean it in a bad way. Like.
Emotional
no plus
damage.
One. If you want me to MC your sister's wedding, I can do that. But no dates.
For free? Will you MC it for free?
I'll handle that part in the DMs.
Here we go.
The humiliation is A-OK.
Yes. Yeah.
But
you
financial
can,
gain, yeah, not so much.
If you want the hurt to stop, pay me.
Jake, sorry.
Wow. No, you're not. All right, that's the last time Jake's ever going to DM us. Wow. Thank you for all of your DMs, everybody. Feel free to keep them coming in. We talk about them on the radio every day. Thanks, Deepa.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.